What? There's two of them? Like, a pair of nerds?
Nope, more like the Paranerds. Hey, it's me, Kent, and once again, Paranerds.com, along with my co-host...
The Rooster with Three Testicles.
That's right, that was new. The Rooster with Three Testicles. Wow, what a crazy fucking weekend it was this,
I don't actually have three testicles.
You have one?
Just one.
Oh, it's even terrible. It's it was a pretty crazy-ass weekend here in Toronto. If you were following me on Twitter, which you probably weren't, which I suggest you do, the Paranerds, or the Twitter.com/the Paranerds, there was a riot here in Toronto.
Riot!
Due to the G20 summit, which I've been predicting a riot for the last 3 weeks now.
Everybody predicted a riot.
Everyone knew it was going to happen. Yeah, it was.
Why do you think they spent $1.1 billion on security?
$1.1 billion fucking dollars. I don't even have $1.1 in my account, let alone. Oh my god, that just boggled my mind. We'll get into that after. First, we're going to be talking about new releases. And I'm swallowing my spit here. We're going to be talking about new releases, news.
Yes, call it spit if you like.
Oh, semen. We're going to be talking about news as well. We're also going to be talking about the top 10.
Top 10!
That I wrote that got up to 2,000 views.
2,000?
My lord! That's the most we've ever had and the most comments I've ever had. And the most idiotic comments I've ever seen.
Yeah, they are pretty stupid.
A lot of them are pretty bad. But a lot of them are also really good. Like one person mentioned, where's Fallout 3? Touche. I forgot. Fallout 3 is one of my favorite games.
I forgot.
I'm a douche. What can I say?
It's alright.
But I stand by my top 10s. And we're also going to be talking about upcoming articles on that website. I forgot what I was talking about halfway through.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about your balls on my face. Alright, let's see what games are coming out this week. Singularity.
What system is that for?
It is for the PC.
The PC.
Who cares? Sniper, Ghost Warrior for Xbox 360 and PC coming out this week. And probably out now, by the way, because today we're filming. We're recording this on Tuesday as opposed to Monday because somebody had to go play baseball.
We won! Woo!
Lego Harry Potter years 1-4. You're a big fan of Harry Potter, aren't you?
No, I'm a big fan of Lego, actually.
You don't like Harry Potter? Want some green tea?
No,
green tea, the official drinks of Paranerds.com.
I'm a big fan of Lego. I'm not a big fan of the Harry Potter.
Are you a fan
Potter.
Of Lego or like Lego games?
Lego both? Games. They're just like, it's something you can play with the girl.
It's
cute. It's cute, yeah.
I like Lego Batman. I like Lego Indiana Jones. I liked, what was that one?
Lego Star Wars.
I don't even like Star Wars, so that goes to show you how
it's just,
well they did.
It's fun. It's funny they have their own little humor in it, but anyways.
Yeah, Lego Harry Potter, which is getting an 8.0 average, which is pretty good for a Lego game.
I wonder if it's long.
That's what she said. But, speaking of that's what she said, Steve Carell just announced he's not going to be in the office anymore.
He's going to be at home, working from home?
No, he's not going to be on the show anymore. He's
get it?
Be...
Working from home?
Yeah! Funny.
Isn't he the boss?
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. It kind of sucks. Anyways, yeah, so Lego Harry Potter's coming out this year. Yeah, that makes sense. My girlfriend loves Harry Potter, so maybe I won't.
So does mine.
I'll just rent it.
What's with these women?
Let's see what else is coming out. Trinity Universe of PS3 is a new generation anime RPG with a fighting game-like battle system. Wait, that's one word. Game-like battle system.
Game-like battle system.
I can't read.
Never heard of it.
Neither did I, but it's coming out for the PS3. It has a 7.0, not bad. Sin and Punishment, star success for Alpha and Nintendo Wii. This game looks fun. It's a nice shooter. Yada, yada. TNA Impact crossed the line, out for the PSP.
TNA's still around? Come on.
I know. TNA and fucking WWF games.
Wrestling's still around? Come on.
Oh, wow. 99 Nights 2 is coming out June 29th.
Wouldn't it be 99 Nights Squared?
Wouldn't it just be 100 nights? Or they do like 101 and 1 Dalmatians and the sequel is 102. Like, one's gonna make a difference. Come on.
I know.
But anyways, other than that, there's nothing really crazy coming out this week.
Nah.
I mean, besides
Larry and the Andrew.
Besides Lego Harry Potter,
that's pretty
I
much
guess
it.
That's basically it.
Maybe 99 Nights?
Maybe. I don't know. The first one, my brother got that one for like $1 at EB Games.
I know. I was gonna buy it at EB Games, but then I'm like,
it was
buck?
Like $30 when you go buy there, man. since there was nothing new releases, I've been playing Final Fantasy 13 still.
I've been wanting to play Final Fantasy 13.
Well, it's because you're waiting for me to pass it.
Yes, I am.
I'm still trying to get into it. I'm like 22 hours in. I'm on the second
disc. And you're just in the intro.
Yeah, basically, that's like, they're still giving me tutorials on how to use stuff and everything. And I'm at a boss right now. I can't remember what part. Who cares? I'm at a boss, and it's really fucking hard to beat this guy. And so I gave up and played Call of Duty for like another 5 hours.
I noticed.
I'm off work again this week. Good times. And you're playing, what's that game called?
Enchanted Arms.
I lend you how many games last week?
Four.
Which ones were they?
Or three. Prototype, Command & Conquer, 3, Tiberium, Wars?
I don't know. That's my game.
Lego, Batman, and Enchanted Arms.
Enchanted Arms. Now, Enchanted Arms. Okay, I bought Batman Arkham Asylum right when it first came out, and it came with a free game. I had between four choices: Blue Dragon, Cameo, Enchanted Arms, and Crackdown.
Crackdown, you went for the crappiest game in the world.
Yes, Crackdown, I didn't want to touch because I was like, I'm sick of open world of games. I know that sounds bizarre because those games are supposed to be fun.
Crackdown was really good.
I know, that's a thing. I found out after. So anyways, Crackdown turned down, Cameo turned down, Blue Dragon turned down. I looked at Enchanted Arms, and I'm like, wow, it looks like Final Fantasy. The back looks really good. It said it's like, you know, a new battle system, an RPG system. And since since I haven't played a Final Fantasy game in a while, I said, fuck it, I'll just grab this one. It's free, can't go wrong. God damn it. Went home, put that fucker in. Oh, God, it was the worst thing
next
I've ever played.
Next day, you gave it to me.
Yeah, that was the worst thing ever played.
It's a pretty bad game.
But you're enjoying it. You're still playing.
I'm only enjoying it because I want to beat it. When you commit so much time into it, you just want to get it over with. You know, you don't want to just pretend it never happened because you just spent 15 hours and it's like, you must go through with it.
But I spent like 2 hours on this game and I was like, this is fucking stupid.
Well,
the battle system sucks. The characters are insane. The voice acting terrible. The game controls suck. The gameplay sucks. The graphics look nice.
I'll give them that. I was just hoping the game would get better.
Yeah, I mean, I know it came out in 2006 and I have that in consideration, I understand it, but the game is still shit.
It's stupid.
I can't imagine in 2006 going, this game's fucking the shit. Because in 2010, and I'm going, this game is just shit. Oh, you see what I did there? Clever.
What's funny, though, what actually pisses me
off...
No, I was just rapping along.
All right.
What pissed me off in the game, though, was... I don't know if in 2006 everyone was a complete idiot or doesn't know what a game is.
Uh-huh.
But when you're playing the game, they... assume you're retarded.
Clearly.
Usually when you go to a door, what do you normally press on the controller to open it up?
A or the action button.
Exactly. So it's like, A, so open the door. So they tell you, to open the door, press A. You're like, okay, fine. I'm retarded. I'll open the door. And then it's like, you know, you're walking down the hall, and then it's like, to pick up the candle on the table, press A. It's like, okay. To use an elevator, press A. Okay. To crack down boxes, press A. It's like, I could assume the next 50 things you want me to do is press A.
I think they were trying to get new people into the system. That's
I
why it was
were,
that dumb.
I don't know. I have a feeling it's part of a little, like, humor type thing. Like, kind of like,
I don't.
Because every single thing, it's like, to sit down, press A. To talk,
a joke gets
press
ruined
a.
when it gets annoying. That's
but
my
it
whole
just
thing.
Kept going on. I'm like, really? I'm not that stupid.
I don't know. I think it's because it was 2006 and they wanted new people to play the Xbox 360 since it just kind of came out. And they're like, okay, let's make this as, like, stupidly easy.
That's
for
pretty much
to
what
pick
it
up,
was.
Where a baby could pick it up and go, ay! Ay!
Exactly. But even then, it was kind of hard.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm surprised it's you're still playing it. Final Fantasy 13 compared to that is a fucking
masterpiece. The story is not that bad, what they're trying to do.
Enchanted Arms?
Yes.
There's a story?
I can briefly explain to you in, like, 40 seconds.
Go for it.
Some kid accidentally revives a devil golem, which is some... very powerful thing that was sealed away in every city. Every city has one. So he accidentally revives her. She wants him to revive the other three so they can have something called the Golem War. So he ends up reviving the other one, but ends up defeating it, and then blah, blah, blah. So basically, she's making him do all these dirty things for him.
Dirty
for
things.
Her. Yeah,
dirty
and then
things.
Basically the overall picture is she wants him to kill all the remaining ones so she could be number one type of thing. That's
boring.
As far as I got.
Alright, fair enough.
And it wasn't that bad. It's kind of like, oh no. Like, you know, the bosses weren't that bad. They're, in some cases, really hard.
I just
hard.
Couldn't stand the battle system. I was like, fuck this.
That's why I auto... this is what I want to tell you before I went to go poop.
True
the,
story.
The battle system, when I went to go play, it's like, oh, it's fun. It's something new. I've never played like this before. So you're playing every single time, but every single time you take a step, you're facing a freaking like Final Fantasy where you walk and you blink and you enter a battle zone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? It's like, oh my god, another one. So in the battle, when there's an enemy, if you play it yourself, it's like, there's four of us. I'm going to rape this enemy and you kill it in the first like turn, right? It's like, okay. When you do the auto battle, it's like basically 8 turns later. It's kind of like, power up, turn over. It's like, really? Just kill him.
I don't get this auto battle, because Final Fantasy 13 has auto battle as well.
Trust me, when you face, like, I may have killed, like, 6,000 monsters by now. When it's like, okay, I'm trying to get to the end of that hall. Super battle. And you're like, okay. Oh my god, there's four of them on the screen? Auto battle. 14 turns later. Really?
I find that pushes me away from the game. Like, Final Fantasy 13, I'm not into the characters. I don't care. Like, Final Fantasy 8 and 7 and 9 even, I love the characters. Like, Squall, I was like, come on! And you find out the twists and all of them, and I'm like, come on, I feel so much. 13, not really. I don't care. And the voice acting is awesome. So that's the thing
they
that bugs them.
Finally, on. Once get it right.
They got the voice acting.
Which in this case was horrible. Their lips just, even in awkward moments.
Wait. Enchanted Arms?
Yeah.
Okay.
Enchanted Arms. You know when, like, sometimes, because it has subtitles, you know, like dot, 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 it's like awkward silence. Their lips were still moving. Like, when they sang dot, dot, dot.
Don't they also have, like, a very flamboyant gay guy?
Yeah, but, he ends up getting killed.
Oh, spoilers!
So, it's 2006. If you haven't played it, don't.
Well, okay? I haven't. I don't want to play it.
He ends up getting killed,
care.
And you're like, yay. But then you meet this guy called the Mystery Man. Looks just like the gay guy, but he's straight.
So they pull the Devil May Cry?
Kind of. He's kind of like, I'm here to help you. And then in the end, I have a feeling you're going to find out. He's like, I've been gay all along. It's like, hello.
Surprise!
It's like, oh, I love you.
I don't know. I really don't like the fact that they really overly gayed him.
Oh, he's so gay.
Like, I, again, got nothing against gay people. Don't care.
Hey, you're gay. It's all good.
It's all good, man.
It's all good.
We're a little bit gay for each other, too.
Yeah.
But, like, overly gay. That's like having a guy who's overly straight. It's
no,
like
this
annoying.
Is a stereotype gay.
This is a
this
stereotype,
isn't what
yeah.
gay is. This is it's like a stereotype, like, straight guy, where it's all like, I like cars and sports.
Guys
and
are kissing?
Yeah,
disgusting.
Exactly.
Sorry, this thing I just spit on your hand.
But it's like, this is like over the top gay. If it was any just me playing, I think I may have gotten a bit gay.
Speaking of over the top gay, up next we're going to be talking about news.
So overall, the game sucks. Don't play.
Enchanted Arms sucks. Final Fantasy 13 is good. Up next, oh yeah, Portugal lost.
Boo.
Up next, we're going to be talking about news.
Which Nintendo character sucks? Kirby. What's Homer Simpson's favorite console? The Nintendo! Why is Ms. Pac-Man the greatest woman in the world? First she swallows, then she dies.
If you think these jokes are bad, well, can you do better? Send your video game jokes to theparanerds@gmail.com or leave a joke in the comment section below and we'll read it on our next podcast.
Why did Harry Mason move to Silent Hill? The other hills were too loud. What kind of pants does Mario wear? Denim.
What did Earthworm Jim say when he was watching The Simpsons? That voice sounds familiar.
Oh, isn't that just great?
I'm drinking my tea. Quiet,
isn't that just great that you're drinking your goddamn tea?
It's so good, you shouldn't market it.
Yeah, I know.
What is it, just green tea,
no,
teabag?
No, here's what I do, exactly. Here's what I do. I teabag the hell out hot water for like
delicious.
An hour, right? No, and I'm being serious. So I usually grab my bags and just teabag repeatedly.
In boiling water.
And I do it like four times, teabag.
Okay.
And then I grab some honey and just pour it all over my teabag. And all over the teabag, just teabag. And a lot of honey. And then I just,
and then ends up in my mouth.
And exactly. And I keep dipping the teabag. And I keep teabagging. And then I put it in the fridge overnight.
Oh.
And then it gets cold. And then the next morning, I take my teabag out. And then I put it in a cup. And I put the teabag out of the cup. And you drink it.
Delicious.
Yeah. So you enjoyed my teabagging.
I actually did.
That joke went on for way too fucking long.
How long did it go?
I don't want to know.
6 hours.
Oh my god. Anyway, so here's the news that have been coming out this week. I got a little bit lazy just because I've been off work, and when you're off work, you don't feel like doing anything. According to Destructoid.com, Activision's going to be holding on to the Transformers title. Meaning,
they get to make all the Transformer games?
Basically, what I'm assuming is that they're going to be, because the new Transformers game that came out that we announced last week, actually, it's really good, apparently.
Really?
I haven't played it, but I heard it's really good compared to the movie title games. So it was really good, and a lot of people seem to be liking it, so they're going to like, you know what?
Here's
Activision.
I'll take it.
They're like, you know what? Maybe we got something here. Maybe we got a new Guitar Hero, because people are getting tired of that. I mean, they still have Spider-Man.
You want to know something? I still like Guitar Hero.
I
feel like a big loser turning on my Wii, plugging in my Wiimote into my guitar, putting in Guitar Hero or whatever one I have, and then playing Through the Fire and Flames all by myself and having no one to watch me rock it.
Especially now there's no achievements on the Wii either. If you were playing online, I could at least go, wow, Rui got Van Halen. What a fucking asshole.
But it's not that, but it's like... That's the type of game you like to play with friends, because it's like, oh, he's doing so good. Oh, you suck. Let me try. It's all like, hey, I'm doing so good. Mom, did you see that? She's not even home. She's upstairs. Like, oh, man, I'm all alone.
Yeah, so they're going to be holding on to that Transformers title, which I think is, I mean, if you have gold, fucking hold on to it. If you could turn shit into gold. I mean, it's fucking Transformers.
I'd be rich.
Yeah, actually, you know what? It's fucked up. I just had an epiphany.
Ah.
All our childhood toys are becoming video games now. Lego.
That's all you got.
Transformers. Kinects.
What?
Kinect. Remember that game, Kinect?
That stupid, like, sticks with marbles.
Exactly. And you, like, build shit? That's Project Natel, remember?
Sure is. That's a long stretch.
Speaking of Project Natel, or I guess Kinect.
Yeah. Kinect? Is it Kinect or Kinects?
Kinects. Destructoid.com also said that Milo was a demo and not a game.
Who?
Milo. That Milo fucking guy? That demo project? They're connecting. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
The Project Natel thing. The thing with the kid.
Yeah, I saw it. But who the hell's Milo?
That fucking wiener kid on the screen. That kid with the accent.
That wiener kid?
Yeah.
He's Milo?
That's Milo.
Who the hell names your kid Milo?
Anyways, regardless, it's not an actual game. It's a demo. So, there's not going to be any Milo games for any pedophiles sitting at home.
Oh.
Which sucks for you.
I know. Hello.
Surprise! Hulu Plus on Xbox 360.
Actually, should we be making gay jokes?
We're not
Pride
making gay jokes
this week.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Pride. I'm all for it.
I want to go.
You should come with me.
I was going to go last year. And then I'm like, today is going to be thunderstorms. I'm like, they're probably going to cancel the gay pride. It's like, look
dude,
at them all.
I love going to gay pride because you see so many tits.
But this is the funny thing, though. It's like, I'm watching it on the news. And Linda and I are, like, sitting there, and we're, like, watching it. And then it's like, oh, it's all going to be canceled. It's raining. And here come the gays!
Surprise!
And then all the clouds start moving. Sunlight.
Rainbow comes out.
There was an actual rainbow. I swear on my life, on the TV channel we saw, I think it was City TV, there was a rainbow cutting across the camera.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And then here they come. La, la, la. The whole entire day was all sunny. And everything. I'm like, you're serious. I could have been there touching that guy's boobs.
Well, every time I'm at Gay Pride, I always make this thing. How many tits can I see? I usually see like 4.5 because usually like one's covered.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, I always count a lot more dicks than tits. So
not
a lot of them hang out.
Not
man.
Surprised.
They're like, look how swollen it is. And then they'll like go up to me. And honestly, this happened. A guy went up to me. He's like, you want to see something swell? I'm like, okay. It's because his dick was hard. Yeah. I was like, oh, you're trying to pick me up. I get it. I'm pretty attractive for a fat guy. Anyways, it has nothing to do with what we were talking about. Hulu Plus is going on for 360. Now, what is Hulu, you ask?
Did I ask that?
Asking now.
What is Hulu, you ask?
Hulu is something that Canada is not going to get. Kind of, you know how Netflix for Xbox 360 and all that?
I thought Netflix was just in general.
Well, it's on Xbox 360.
Now?
Not for Canada. We don't have it.
Netflix?
Yeah.
On Xbox 360? Is it?
No.
I could have swore I turned it on.
They have it for like $10 a year, and they can watch a bunch of TV shows. We can't get that product. We have to pay for it separately.
Oh, yeah. But we do have Netflix.
We have it. We
just
don't have what they have.
Every single movie is going to cost us like $10.
Yeah, exactly. Where they get it for like, you can watch a whole fucking, you can watch all of Lost for like $10. Meanwhile, here it's like an episode in HD or SD for $7. It's like, fuck you.
That was SD.
Standard definition.
Oh, okay. Because I saw them both, and I'm like, what?
What? Yeah, so Hulu Plus is coming out for 360. I wrote something for $10 a month, but not in Canada. Well, I don't know for yet. I'm making
not
that part
yet.
Up. Sonic turned 19 on June 23rd.
I'm older than Sonic?
Yes. Wait,
asshole.
How old are we?
22? Turning 23 soon.
Yeah, same here. Alright, well, anyway, Sonic turned 19 on June 23rd, and on that day, on Xbox 360 at least, they were giving away the game for $2 for 200 Microsoft points. Sonic 1, 2, 3, and Knuckles.
Am I missing anything? I haven't been on in a while.
Yeah, what I just said.
That's it? Just that? I haven't been missing any free giveaways, have I?
No. Like last time, we were pissed off with the Call of Duty things.
Son of a bitch!
Yeah, so Sonic 1, 2, and 3, and Knuckles was on for like a day, hit it in the fucking back, because you know how Microsoft's like, I don't want to give away free shit.
Yeah.
And it was 200 Microsoft points, and I picked up 2, 3, what the hell was that?
Sorry, I was just moving my
list
here.
And I was, yeah, so I picked up 2, 3, and Sonic and Knuckles, and there's lock-ons as well. And the game was never supposed to be seen on high def, if I could tell you that.
Oh, really?
And which is kind of good, because I'm doing that whole What Happened to Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah.
Part 1 and Part 2. Lovely comments on these articles. People are actually really enjoying it. And Part 3 will be coming out soon. But anyways, I diverse. And on PlayStation 3, instead of giving away those games, they were giving away like add-ons for like Little Big Planet and shit. You could dress up like Sonic in Little Big Planet.
That's actually kind of cool.
That's kind of cute. Which is kind of fucking useless, since Little Big Planet 2 is coming out soon.
It's gonna be a good game.
Isn't it though?
I heard Mod Nation Racers is really good too.
Yeah, isn't that like
Little Big... It's like Little Big Planet plus
on
Mario Kart having sex and having a baby. That's what that is.
I've always wanted that. Always wanted to have sex with Mario Kart.
With the sack boy.
Now here's the biggest news this week. Actually it's launched
my
today.
My penis.
I turned on my PS3 to watch Batman the cartoon. I'm a fucking loser. Leave me alone. It's a good cartoon.
It is
the
really
original
good
one.
Yeah, it is.
It's fucked up. The animation style changed. All of a sudden Robin's not Robin anymore. I mean, there's a little kid named Robin. Batgirl looks fucking hot. I'm like, what happened to the animation? There's nothing that told me. I have the whole series, so. But anyways, before I was able to watch Batman, my PS3 installed. Updated.
Okay.
I was like, ah, damn it!
The PS3 itself?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the firmware went up to 3.40.
What does that mean to you?
Nothing. But, that just means I had to wait 20 minutes to watch fucking Batman. But apparently, I came out with something called PS Plus.
PS Plus.
Now, what this is you know how the Xbox 360 charges you $50 a year for, like, the gold membership?
Oh my god, let me guess. You pay $50 and you get more enhanced networking online play?
No.
Fuck.
They give you free shit, basically.
What?
So, like, the PlayStation Network is not affected in any way by this. So, okay. Like, you still play online for free.
Yeah.
The membership thing, basically, actually, hold on, I had this...
That wasn't that far off. You pay something and you get something in return.
Oh, I forget what it is. I closed the window. Yeah, basically, you pay $50. I forget how much and how long. I should have written that down. But you get, like, a free PlayStation 1 classic game every month. You get, like, 3 PS Minis, whatever the fuck those are.
That was a PS3 Mini.
I don't know. You get, like, PS Network and themes and shit like that free. And, like, you get, like, exclusive demos and beta tests and, like, exclusive videos to new games that are coming out and shit like that.
Meh.
Eh, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm cool with the whole PS1 classic. And I was like, oh, cool, you get a free game. But you don't choose
it.
Yeah,
but then how many... really?
Yeah. Like, for
instance, how many classics can you possibly get until there's no more?
Well, PS1 library is huge.
Shit.
Exactly. Like, I think this month they're giving away Wipeout for PS1. I could be wrong. I think next month they're giving away Medieval. Remember that game?
My brother actually bought it for the PS3.
I fucking
online.
Love that game. I remember that game.
Well, it's not for the PS3. He bought it on his PS3 for PS1, but he can't save the game because you need an SD card.
Really?
You can't save on... Well, that's
no,
what
he can make it.
No, that's what he keeps telling me. He says it does not allow him to save on the actual system.
Because he has to make a save system.
You have to make
I'll show
system.
You after. But anyway, so, like, yeah, so that's the thing that's cool.
Wasn't done my story.
Oh, okay, go on.
So anyway, so we thought we had to save on the SD card, so we Googled online where the SD port is located, because I had an extra card, and you know on the PS3 how there's that little area, whatever?
Fat or slim?
The fat.
Okay. Mine doesn't have that.
Yours is fat?
Slim.
No wonder you're looking like a giant fax machine. So it showed the area where the SD card is. You have to press a little button and then it opens the lid.
Yeah.
We're like, press. Whoops, sorry. Press, nothing's opening. So we're like, we know it's back there. Knife, scrape, knife.
Ooh,
crunch.
Terrible.
What the fuck? And then my brother's like, just pry it really hard. I'm like, okay, no, you're going to break
Isn't
it.
Isn't there something at the front of the thing? You just got
to
push.
No. So we're like, Google, how to open it? Press the button. I press the fucking button. And then it's like, further investigating, it's like, the SD slots are only available in the 120 gigabyte hard drive. I'm like, Kevin, how many gigabytes is your PS3? 60? Bullshit! So he doesn't even have an SD slot.
Can he play PS2 games?
I don't think so.
Oh, then his PS3 sucks.
Well, isn't the first everything suck?
Yeah,
calm
you're right.
It's like... I actually saw a video where, you know how you've heard of iPhone, the new one's coming out?
Yeah, iPhone 4G. Whatever.
Didn't they just release a freaking iPhone like 2 days ago?
iPad.
There's going to be a new iPad.
I'm not surprised.
Already?
Yeah,
it's
know.
Like, geez, but...
And idiots out there are going to buy it on the first day.
Some other guy who's like, he's like, oh,
just
I'm going
to say I have it.
Pretty much. He's like, I'm buying the iPhone, whatever. I think it already, is it out already?
iPhone, yeah.
So he bought the new one and he destroyed his old one. It's like,
oh, you could have sold it on eBay.
He's one of those type of guys where it's like, I could afford it. Look at me break it.
Ah, those dicks.
It's like, what an
That's
asshole.
Why I make my own fucking green tea at home. But
it's pretty good, though.
I'll show you about the memory card thing after. But anyway, so yeah, those are...
You know we're going to forget, right?
Probably.
Okay.
Actually, let me write this down. I'll write it down during break. So yeah, PS Plus basically came out today. I don't know. I'm still... to me, it's not worth it.
I
still
wouldn't get it because I don't have a PS3.
Yes, that's a good point. But to
if
me,
I were you, I wouldn't get
like,
it.
Like, if I want to play PS3, I'll buy Final Fantasy and all those old games. Like, 8, I don't have... I had 8, but I borrowed it to someone. Fucking gone now. And Medieval's like $5, but I'd rather pay $5 than pay
Yeah, but
bucks.
I still think you should be able to choose a game. Like,
that's
you should
what I
have
it was.
The library and you buy it. Because then that would be worth it.
Hey, but they're giving away free shit. You can't really complain. But at the same time, you're paying
is
for
it. Is
it
free?
So.
It's not free.
Is it, though?
It's
is
like,
it?
It's like, I'll give you free love for $100 a month.
I'll give you a free blowjob for $50. Right now.
Foreskin
Peeler
I didn't
Form.
Even
Going back to our old podcast.
I didn't even pay you yet.
Oh, boy. It's just because I love it. Speaking of loving it, though. Oh, fuck. There's one more news I want to say, which I can't remember right now. If I remember during break, I'll tell you. Up next, we're going to be talking about the top 10 articles. And hopefully my computer doesn't crash.
Ear, and other stuff. Visit PeterDance.com.
It's the PeterDance.
Hey, we're back. Rue is just telling me how much donuts he loves to eat.
I love donuts.
I love donuts.
Actually, donuts are really good.
They are
from
really
Tim
good.
Hortons. They're really good.
They are. I love donuts as well.
Their coffee.
Except I have so many fucking cavities and
actually,
shit.
Actually, their coffee's pretty good.
I love Tim Hortons coffee, dude. I have so many cavities and shit on my teeth that, like, if I eat, like, a donut, the fucking honey and sugar gets stuck in
once
my cavity.
Once it gets in there, you're screwed. I have the exact same thing. I actually went to the dentist, like, 4 times to fix that freaking, like, cavity. They say it's so small that it's hard to fill. Well, fuck off, man. Seriously, right?
Dude, my tooth is growing sideways and fucking up the rest of my teeth. And that tooth that's growing sideways has a cavity in it, which means I need a root canal. I need 4 root canals, man.
I had a root canal, and it's one of the longest things you can ever do.
Really? Fuck.
I was there for like 2.5 hours, and after he's like, you're all done. Having your mouth open beyond its like opening for 2 hours is like, it's a lot.
I don't know. I went to go get my cleaning on my teeth done and shit, and like my teeth are like all brown on the inside. Look,
that's pretty brown.
On the inside, though.
From smoking.
And fucking.
That's what you get for smoking.
And drinking coffee. I know. I just bought a pack. I feel like a dick.
You want a pack?
I know. I'm an asshole. I'm at home this week. I'm getting bored easily. But yeah, so I went to get cleaning, and they're like, you know, you better stop smoking. It's bad for you. I'm like, I'm definitely gonna stop smoking. I feel like a cigarette.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyway, speaking of cigarettes, top 10 sequels that are better than the originals.
Do we want to clarify on this title before? Because a lot of people were really angry at you. I don't think they really understood what this is. What is this? Tell me what this is.
So this top 10 sequels that are better than the originals, for you fools who don't read.
It's better than the originals.
A lot of people, what they do is like, and I understand this because I do this too. You glance over the photos. You're like, oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah.
You don't read the actual article.
Unless it's a game you disagree with.
So basically this top 10 sequel.
Wait, before we go, just let everyone know who's listening. This is just his opinion. This isn't some official...
it's not official.
It's not official, but this is what you
think.
It's
my top 10.
This is your top 10.
From people... Like, I've asked people and, you know, I asked, like, casual players, did you play this game? Yeah. Well, fucking A. A lot of people have, so that's basically
a lot of people... Like, your list is... Well, it's not, like, total random games. It's games that a lot of people can agree with.
And it takes me, like, 3 weeks to write these fucking things.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because it's so hard to come up with games. I have, like, a list of 1,000 games, and I'm like, all right, which game actually made a huge difference?
Well, yeah, you don't want to just put any random
I try to choose one per franchise, or else that whole list would just be Super Mario.
That's true.
Because I'd be like, 2 was better than 1, 3 was better than 2, World was better than 3. Like, I could just do that.
Pretty much.
So, that's why I'm like, out of all the Tony Hawk series games, which one was the best, in my opinion? But anyways,
exactly. So
the whole thing was the sequels that are better than the original because they improved on it, because they were known for it, and even if it took...
The original. They're original.
Yeah.
Not games that were made based on, like, you know... An original.
Yeah, what?
I don't know.
So, like, okay. So, even, like, so everyone's played it, everyone knows about it, and it's better than the original for these reasons.
Exactly.
So, even if it took, like, because some guy on one of the other websites, he even said, like, 3 and 4 doesn't count as sequels. Yes, it does! It's a sequel to a sequel. So,
exactly.
And I said in the article, even if it took him 3 or 4 sequels to do so. So, I'm not counting subtitles, like Legend of Zelda, what's the one for Super Nintendo called?
Super Nintendo?
Yeah.
Link's Adventure?
Link to the Past.
Like,
what? Link to the Past?
Link to the Past. But is that Super Nintendo? Or is that Game Boy?
That's Super Nintendo. Anyways, I didn't include that because all the Zelda games are its own...
Individual games.
Yes, it's not a sequel. Legend of Zelda 2, even though it's called Legend of Zelda 2...
It's not actually Legend of Zelda 2.
Yes, it's a different game. It's a different Zelda, different franchise. Or the same franchise, but you know what I mean. Anyways, so I got a lot of hubbub over this. And you know what? I appreciate the comments and I appreciate your top 10.
That just means people are reading.
No, which is fine. I mean, I'm fine with that. But don't tell me my top 10 list is wrong and then put in your top 10 list.
Because it doesn't make yours any better.
Exactly. Everyone's top 10 list is different. It's just that I took the time to write mine out. You could just name, like, some guy wrote top 10. He wrote his top 10. And then he wrote his top 10 honorable mentions. Well, that's no longer a top 10 now, is it? That's top 20.
That's top 20.
And I had some other people telling me that I missed a lot of games.
Like,
yes.
Like Mortal Kombat, spelt with C?
Yes. A lot of people have been telling me that I missed a lot of games. It's a top 10. I realize there's thousands and thousands of sequels. Eagles out there, it's a top 10. Of course I'm going to miss games.
There actually is. If we combine every single gaming system, console, everything.
Oh.
Are we talking about like...
You know what? That'll be your... For your first article that you've ever written, I want you to do that. Exactly.
How would I tell you when you write it?
All right. Speaking of writing, number... Oh, wait. You go.
Number 10.
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 for the Sony PlayStation. Now... My whole thing with this game, because people are like, what about Dave Mirra? Well, Dave Mirra, that engine was based off Tony Hawk.
That's right.
The original Tony Hawk Pro Skater was a good game. I agree. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 added manual. Believe it or not, that manual...
For those who don't know what a manual is, maybe you might want to...
When
You are a skateboarder.
I used to skateboard, so. Basically, a manual is when you lift the top, the front two wheels of your board, that's a manual.
So you're basically riding on the back
on the back two wheels.
Or the front two.
That is called a nose manual.
Oh, so it's not just a manual?
No, it's called a nose manual. Okay. Because you have the nose and the tail of the skateboard. Anyway, so this game introduced that, and it's a good thing it did. Because that fucking manual system really made the combos go a lot longer. Because it used to be when you hit the floor, that's it.
That's it, yeah.
Your combo's over.
You would hope you would grind anything. Just exactly. To extend your combo.
Also, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 also had this secret character of Spider-Man. Which I fucking love. Cause
did
like,
they?
Yeah.
He'll never freaking got it.
I got it. He'll like jump off the ramp and like shoot his webs at the skateboard and bring it back as his special.
Oh wait, I think I may have got it because I remember that.
Yeah, we used to play it.
That's right.
See, that's my point. What do you remember from Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1?
Is it part 1?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I asked a lot of people what like Pro Skater they remember. And a lot of them said Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2. I liked Tony Hawk Underground. I love that game. I did enjoy it. Part 2, I hated of that game. But it's not Pro Skater. It's its own franchise.
Well, yeah.
And it's not a sequel.
That's the difference.
It's an original. Tony Hawk Underground is not part of the Pro Skater saga.
It's like the whole example you gave me about like baseball or like basketball, you know? NBA?
NBA is basketball.
Yeah, NBA 2009. 2010 is not the sequel.
When a game comes out every year, like, you know, NBA 2008, 2009.
Those aren't sequels. They're individual games with individual people.
That want your money, good old EA. But yeah, so Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2, I asked a lot of people, and everyone played it.
I liked it.
My girlfriend played it. She doesn't play video games. Me and Brown Bear used to play this fucking game all the time. And I did like
I used to play the last level. Is this the one with the airport?
I can't remember. I think Tony Hawk 3.
No, I think it's Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2. I couldn't afford 3. I think it's part 2. It was actually funny.
But yeah, 3 and 4 were good games too, but this one was a lot better than the original. 3 and 4 were just improvements, but I felt this one was the one that fucking stood out.
Wait, don't quote me on it. I think it might be part 3.
Yeah.
Who cares, okay? But I like part 2.
But regardless, my whole thing was Tony Hawk... I know, it's fucking old. Tony Hawk Pro Skater, when the game came out, everyone was into Jackass. That's why I was a skater, too. I was into I was a skateboarder, and then I got into Jackass. Whatever. And everyone was into Jackass, and the fact that you have these characters like Bam Margera. Everyone wanted to play as Bam Margera. I fucking hate Bam Margera. Never did a single thing wrong to me. I just don't like the guy.
Really?
I don't like the guy.
Did you think it was a good, whatchamacallit, skateboarder?
He's alright. I think Rodney Mullen's better. And Jamie Thomas from Zero.
Is that his father?
Rodney Mullen's probably one of the best skaters. If no one's ever seen Rodney Mullen skate videos, that guy's fucking skateboard.
I thought Tony Hawk was the best.
He's the best, ramp skater, air skater. Rodney Mullen's street skate. He'll, like, twirl, like, the skateboard on his fucking nose for 20 minutes before he jumps
and
back on.
And on a helicopter?
Dude, I'll show you the videos after. He's impressive.
Let's do it!
Speaking of impressive...
Number 9!
Twisted Metal 2. Yes, people, Twisted Metal Black was a better game.
I was gonna say that.
But Twisted Metal Black is not...
A sequel.
It's its own fucking game. Because they had Twisted Metal Black 2.
Then you would have probably said Twisted Metal Black 2.
Yes. Yeah. But they had that in development. Never got made. Therefore, Twisted Metal Black is its own game. Man, I should have pissed. I have the piece. The green tea's going right through me. But Twisted Metal 1, if you play that game now, it's fucking terrible. But Twisted Metal 2 still looks good. It was fun. It included a lot more characters like Axel. Everyone knows who Axel is.
The guy with the giant wheels.
That's right. The guy who's fucking in the middle.
He's a physical Axel.
Ah! Oh. Oh, is that where the name came from?
I would hope so.
That makes so much sense.
Two giant wheels and he's holding them in place, so I guess he is the axle.
I thought it was called
Axel. I just thought of it right now.
That's fucking clear.
How many years was that?
Hold on, I'm going down on you once more, man.
Go soft.
Anyway, so the game was like World Tour. And obviously,
the way destroy the Empire, not the Empire State, but the
Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty or the Eiffel Tower.
Yes.
That was a sweet game.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that one. Was that the one with the truck driver dude? What's his name?
Darkseid?
Darkseid. Is he in this one?
He's in all of them.
Is he really in all of them?
Yeah.
I like that guy.
Although in the new Twisted Metal Black, it's a girl. Dollface.
That's fine.
Anyways, the truck's still there.
Is she hot?
She's wearing a mask. The mask is doable, has enough holes.
Does it really?
Yeah, well, it's one of those porcelain doll faces, so it's fucking scary to look at.
If I close my eyes, would it be okay?
No. It's like that weird glass that feels weird against your penis.
Ugh.
You know, it's like having a popsicle stick in between your teeth and pulling.
Ugh.
Or chewing on aluminum foil. Anyways.
You're turning me on.
So yeah, Tsushima, out of the whole franchise, I think was the best one. Tsushima 3 and 4, we played those games to fucking death.
Oh, yeah.
And they were obviously by 989 Studios. It wasn't by Single Track, whatever the hell the team was called, which originally came back.
Banana Boat.
Tsushima 3, I liked. Tsushima 4, I liked. But the thing about Tsushima 4 was that they fucking... You know all the characters you like? Uh-huh. But
they're
rid of all of them! And here's fucking... Here's
they're
Rob
brothers
Zombie.
And sisters.
Here's Rob Zombie for some reason driving his Dragula!
Is that a coffin? Wasn't it a coffin vehicle?
I think so. But, yeah, I mean...
Or was that Mr. Grimm?
No, it was... Mr. Grimm in Part 4 was Captain Grimm. He was a different guy. He was a pirate ship.
Arrgh! Matey.
But, yeah, Twisted Metal 3 was good, but Twisted Metal 2 was the best one, because the endings of Twisted Metal 2 was better, too. Part 1 had, like, the text scrolling. Do you remember them?
Yeah, I still think Twisted Metal Black had the best ending.
Oh, yeah, I mean...
I loved
it. I'm talking about out of these games.
Out of these games, yes, fine.
Twisted Metal 3 had, like... Stupid. Like, I remember Sweet Tooth wanted to fucking eat candy, and Calypso's like, Sweet Tooth, you want candy? But you forgot about the cavities!
That's the whole... Yeah, because the game would, like, here's what you want.
But they'll do, like, a twist.
But this is what happens. Your mom's dead.
Like, Mr. Grimm and... I remember this so... Because it was so fucking stupid. Mr. Grimm in Part 3 was, I want your soul, Calypso.
Yeah.
You want my soul?
You'll get it next year!
No, you want my soul? He steps on him. Get it?
His soul?
God damn it!
They should have had it in writing.
And Twisted Metal 4, I hate it because they put too much thought into the storyline. Sweet Tooth took over the Twisted Metal series, not Calypso. Oh, fuck off. You guys went way too crazy with it. But Twisted Metal 2 ending was fucking cool. Remember when Axel leaves his ending?
Yeah.
He's like, he rips his arms out of the wheels, and he's like pointing at Calypso with a bone, a sharp bone, going, where's my father? And
want your father? Here he is. Son.
I really enjoyed Twisted Metal 2, and Twisted Metal Black is apparently a sequel to Twisted Metal 2.
Is it?
Apparently.
So does it count?
No. Not in my world. Speaking of my world...
Number 8!
Super Mario Bros. 3. Obviously, we've spoken about this game way too many times.
Why isn't this number 1?
Because it's...
I guess because we talked about it a billion times and we praised it to death.
And yeah, and it's
every
old.
Top 10
that's
will probably
it's
be number 1.
It's old. It's the best out of those three games, Super Mario Brothers. Actually, I think it's the best Super Mario Brothers game ever made, mind you.
That's true.
It could be because of my nostalgia reasons with it. That could probably,
they had a combination of everything. Yeah. Every level you want.
And it could be because I'm very biased, but I'm not biased. I love all systems equally, except for PS3 and Wii. But,
I like the Wii.
I do, too. But yeah, Super Mario Brothers 3, obviously, for obvious reasons. Everyone's played this fucking game.
If you haven't, you don't deserve to live.
Like a lot of people, yes, people played Super Mario Bros. World, but a lot of people also didn't. Super Mario Bros. 3, though, everyone's played it. Everyone knows that giant... Like, if you talk about it, everyone will know the level 4, the one with the big fucking enemies.
But you can also be the big one, can't you? No, you just make him regular size.
Yeah, you can make him regular size or big size again.
I like the
big
size.
And also, what about the...
The flute?
That's right.
That's
like,
right.
Everyone knows about it, and of course, because the movie The Wizard, with the whole California...
I still think it's bullshit.
What, the movie?
I didn't even know the freaking flute was
there.
Yeah,
get the flute! What fucking flute are you talking about?
Wait a minute, this is a contest. How did you know about the flute?
He was a
programmer.
But,
how did you find out about the flute? How did I find out about the flute?
Because of the movie.
Hey,
we all watched the movie.
That's right. I'm like, how did I find out?
Before internet, everyone kind of knew. Even now, I'm still discovering secrets in this game. I'm like, what? You could fucking go on a boat? That's insane.
You could jump on them?
Oh my god. Yeah, so for for number 8, Super Mario Bros. 3, obvious reasons, it's just a fucking fantastic game. People were asking, what about Super Mario Galaxy 2? Yes, Galaxy 2 was great.
I wonder how long this game's going to go on until it's, like, considered crap.
Super Mario Bros. 3?
Yeah.
Never.
You think so?
I think so. It's gonna be one of those. It's gonna be like Pac-Man. Pac-Man's always gonna be good.
Do you actually own Super Mario?
I own like 5 copies of this fucking game, dude.
Keep it, man.
And I own like 5 copies. I own one on the Virtual Console. I own one for the Game Boy Advance.
Virtual is good for no one.
Yeah, I have like 5 copies.
Keep it.
Game. I don't know why.
And then like 50 years from now, it's gonna be worth like $1 billion.
Well, I told you about like how I asked all my friends in high school to give me games for Nintendo. And they all gave it to me.
And they all had Super Mario 3.
And they all gave it to me. They all gave me a big box of games. Now I have them.
Now you can sell them for billions of dollars.
Yeah, but Super Mario 3 was there for obvious reasons, for number 8. But, yeah, a lot of people were saying, what about Super Mario Galaxy 2? Yeah, it was a good sequel, But I still think Super Mario Bros. 2 was the best out of all. Yeah, Super Mario Galaxy 2 was a really good sequel.
People might say, why not just add it as well? Well, you don't really want to add all Super Mario games in it.
Yeah, exactly. To me, Super Mario Bros. 3 is still the best sequel out there. I still fucking love this game to death. Like, Super Mario Galaxy 2, I pass it. I'm done. That's enough. I'm not going to play it ever again. This game, though, I'll still fucking play it. I love this fucking game to death.
It's true.
And a lot of people love it because it's just fun. And no, you couldn't save. Which is fucking show you how much patience we had back in
the day. You could save.
No, you couldn't. No, you couldn't. I know, you thought you could. Kirby Dream Land, or Kirby's Adventure, you could save.
Is it? Maybe it's because I was playing it on the Wii?
Possibly. Okay. Speaking of possibly.
Number 8!
Nope.
Yeah. Number 7!
Street Fighter.
I thought you would have the photo under the number.
Yeah, well,
you're confusing me. You're making my one job hard.
Anyways, number 7, Street Fighter 2. Obviously, for obvious reasons, Street Fighter 2 is the game everyone had. It was the sequel that everyone played for the Super Nintendo. Even I fucking played this
game. You know what I used to do? I used to be the fat dude and just sit in the corner and
Hyundai?
Wait.
Honda. Yeah.
And just wave my hands up in the air.
I used to be Blanca and just...
And just sit there and electrocute.
In the corner, yeah. I fucking suck in these games.
Whenever we played against each other, we just sat there for like 5 hours doing the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, Street Fighter 2 had so many fucking additions to it. The World Warrior, Championship Edition, Hyper Fighting, fucking the new challenges, Super Street Fighter 2, Turbo Hyper, Super Street Fighter 2, Super Street Fighter 2, optional song.
Was it really a Hyper Super Street Fighter?
Yeah.
Man, they're really milking it.
That's
and
what I mean.
All they're really doing is just tweaking the game
that's
to make
exactly
you know, everyone move 10 times faster.
And that's why this game was better than the original, because you improved on it so many times. If this game was made like, on Xbox 360, they probably just would have released these patches or updates.
They just did. Super Street Fighter.
Oh, yeah, they're still doing it. Fuckers.
Money, money. Money.
But yeah, anyway, Street Fighter 2 is a game that everybody knows. Even I fucking know it. And I hate Street Fighter. Like, I don't like fighting games. I don't get it. But I understand, but it was tough for me. I'm like Street Fighter 2 or Mortal Kombat 2.
Mortal Kombat was good.
It was good, but
was it good enough?
Oh, it wasn't good enough. Street Fighter 2, yeah, Mortal Kombat 2 had like 6 more characters in blood.
I love it how any game like that, for example, in Street Fighter in general, where you can use Ryu and then do the freaking Hadouken! The fireball?
Yeah, yeah.
Ryu. Like how everyone, like whenever you face 2 people who use Ryu, they just stand in each corner doing that.
Hadouken! You win!
Pretty much.
Anyways.
And then same thing with Mortal Kombat. I guess there's not really a
get
sound.
Get over here! Get over!
Or the freezing. How do you make a freezer? Sink!
That sounds like I just took
what
out
I actually
sword.
Liked about that, though, is when you can actually freeze the floor. That's like 5 feet away from you.
Oh, yeah,
and if they're standing there.
It?
Yeah, or you can shoot it up in the air and it lands where you're supposed to be. And why is this Mortal Kombat here?
Because I didn't think it was good enough.
I don't know. I think about it. I kind of liked it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could join the other 800 people who disagree with me. Speaking of 800...
Number 6.
Spider-Man 2, the movie, the game. Do you agree with me on this one?
Is this the one where you deliver fucking pizzas?
Yes.
Fucking hate you. Get it off the damn list.
This is the one where it basically opened Spider-Man up.
You want to know a secret?
Ah.
I actually didn't mind delivering pizzas.
You've been bitching at it about it for like the last 8 podcasts. Now you don't mind.
Like, it was so stupid, but I enjoyed it.
Because you were able to swing around the city.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, exactly.
Take the fucking pizza out of my hand, and it would have been a great game.
The original Spider-Man game for PlayStation 1 was a great game. I fucking love that game. But you're on roofs the whole time.
Yeah.
And even though you're swinging on the air, but who cares? Spider-Man 1...
You've never swung on air?
Many times. Spider-Man, the movie, the game, the original one on PS2...
Is when you can actually go, like, right to the city. You can't touch the floor, though.
No. This is part 1 I was talking about.
Damn, part 1, I heard part 2.
Yeah, let me finish my fucking sentence.
All right.
Part 1, Spider-Man, the movie, the game, you're stone roofs, and you're fighting Vulture. Remember?
Yeah. The
no
dude
one
that
cared.
Looks like the Hobgoblin with wings?
Yes. No one cared about Spider-Man.
Nope.
Spider-Man 2, the movie, the game, though? Fucking people went apeshit about it. It's free roll!
But you couldn't touch the floor, though.
Yes, you could.
Spider-Man
2?
Part 2?
Fucking A.
Part
That's,
2.
Yes.
I thought you could swing almost as low as you can possibly go.
Nope, you can touch the floor. That was part 1 you're thinking
Oh,
of.
Yeah, you're right. Never
when
mind, because then
the floor,
I had to
gas.
Fucking go on the floor and deliver the fucking pizza to
yeah.
room 405.
Yeah, part 2 is the one that opened up the whole gaming, the whole open world thing with Spider-Man.
Grand Theft Auto with Spider-Man.
Yes, exactly. And every Spider-Man game since then has used this as a crutch. as like a leaning place. They're like, oh, even the game shit, at least the swinging's still fun. Like, yeah. Spider-Man 3, fucking terrible game. Probably one of the worst games I've ever played.
The fact that you could swing around and
the swing was still fun.
Yeah.
Web of Shadows, you could still swing, and the game itself was fun too. Ultimate Spider-Man was still fun. I wonder if the new Spider-Man game will have that as a leaning crutch. I don't know.
You know what I actually liked about Part 2? I would purposely look for the highest building in the freaking game. Get right to the top.
And then jump off?
Yeah, but you know what's funny, though? There was a really tall building.
I'm not going to drink any more green tea.
Yeah. And you know how in order for you to get higher, you have to actually attach to something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So what I would do is I'd actually be spinning around in circles while slowly increasing my height because you can't shoot. I don't know. It's weird. So I basically, once I make it to the top, I stand up there and I jump and I like free fall for like...
Because I'm free... Free falling. Yeah.
But yeah, so then I'd be falling, and then you'd see how you go like a million miles an hour, and then right when you get as close as you can to the city floor, you would, you know, swing to a building,
yeah.
And then you would just fling yourself like a million miles in the other direction.
Yes.
That's what I found entertaining once I beat the game and I had absolutely nothing to do.
Well, that's the thing. Like, when I had this game, when I first got it, I never actually played the storyline. I just enjoyed swinging. Okay. It was just fucking like stop the crime here and there, but just swinging around
my
the city
baby.
Was fun.
Baby, hold on, man. I'm just swinging.
Fuck off, kid. Yeah.
Here's a new one.
So that's why that's her. And
number 5,
Kingdom Hearts 2. Now this is where the controversy starts because people are like, Kingdom Hearts 1 was so much better. Fuck you. No, it wasn't. Kingdom Hearts 2, you can play as the Lion King, man. I love the Lion King.
Mufasa,
fucking,
or Simba.
Simba. You play as a character, but Simba's in it. Anyways, I fucking love Kingdom Hearts 2. I loved it a lot more than Kingdom Hearts 1. I didn't like Pirates of the Caribbean being in there. So get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. You don't deserve to be in my Kingdom Hearts game. You're supposed to be
part of Disney.
But they only put it in there because the movies were big at the time.
You know what else?
Like,
was
I
big
doubt
at the
they're
going
to be there in part 3. What else?
I don't got nothing.
Anyways, Tron is in there. Kingdom Hearts 2.
I never played part 2. I played part 1. I kept looking up that. I was going to say Sora again. But
Selfie. She's like 6 now.
I was like 7 at that time.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. And you know what? If they don't want you to look up there, they should have drew her panties. I'm just saying. 6-year-old panties? The best way to
come
go.
On. Who the hell puts a girl hanging off a bridge that you could go underneath?
Wow. We are going to get arrested after this podcast.
Hey, we were 7. Game came out 2008.
Anyways, yeah, I thought Kingdom Hearts 2 was a lot better than Kingdom Hearts 1 for obvious reasons. The graphics were better, they really improved the battle system, and the music was a lot better. I hate Pirates of the Caribbean. And like I said in the article, I'm still waiting for fucking Brave Little Toaster level. I know nobody wants it, but I fucking
Brave
love
Little
that
Toaster.
Movie. Brave Little Toaster.
It's a great movie.
I love that movie to death.
The air conditioning scares the shit out of me.
Kirby? No, Kirby is the vacuum's name.
Yeah.
There's like Phil Hartman and fucking John Lovitz and all that.
I don't know if people buy their names. Only by their faces.
But Phil Hartman's Troy McClure. Same voice. I'm Troy McClure.
Yeah, but now I'm picturing a cartoon.
Alright, fair enough. But yeah, Kingdom Hearts 2 I think was better than Part 1 just because it improved in a lot of things. The Gummy Ship was even improved, as much as I hate the Gummy Ship. And the only part I hate in the game is the fucking part when you're with Little Mermaid and they're all singing.
Can you see up her skirt?
I wish, but she has no vagina.
What?
Little Mermaid, she's a fucking fish, dude.
Doesn't she turn into a woman?
Not in a game.
I'll turn her into a woman.
Well, I'll turn you into a woman. Anyways, yeah, so Kingdom Hearts 2, I'm still waiting for part 3. There's been no announcements, but, you know, Birth by Sleep, whatever, came out for PSP. I don't own one. I don't care. It's the only time you actually can feel sorry for Donald Duck and Goofy.
Why?
Because at one point...
he finds out he's...
one point in the game,
duck.
Goofy gets knocked out, and Donald's like, Goofy! I can't do the voice. And Goofy's like, oh,
yeah. I'm dying.
And yeah, it's so sad, because Donald gets all sad, and he's like, and then, like, he like runs because he's angry. And I never ever imagined Donald Duck and Squall from Final Fantasy VIII to ever be in the same screen. There you have it.
Jeez.
There they are.
You know what else we have? Number 4,
Resident Evil 4.
Did you just choose it because it was 4?
No,
Resident Evil 4.
No,
4.
No, I didn't. It just worked out that way.
You totally did it.
Because this game.
But wait, not just any Resident Evil 4. For what system?
For the Wii.
That's right.
Oh, my ass.
Because if you said it for any other system, I'd be like, eh. But for the Wii? Damn right.
Yeah. Resident Evil, I love the Resident Evil franchise, no matter how fucking stupid it is, and no matter how much it tries to take itself
started
serious.
Off with zombies, now all of a sudden it's an infection that's
yeah,
spreading.
Like,
come
it's
on.
A simple storyline, guys. Resident Evil, what I thought when I was younger was
zombies,
neighbor,
kill it.
Resident, neighbor, kill it. That's it. No fucking T-Virus, no fucking Albert, just fucking leave.
I didn't mind the whole, like, adding the T-Virus and Nemesis and stuff like that, but then having to, like, you know, having that special character as, like, you know, using some sort of virus to manipulate human, blah, blah, blah. You know, fine. Add that character with the rest of the zombies. Now it's freaking a bunch of... Where did this game take place?
It took place in Spain.
In Spain? Did you just make that because Portugal lost to Spain?
Yes.
Even though you wrote this, like, last week?
Yes.
Oh, not like 2 weeks ago.
But obviously, I love the Resident Evil franchise. The movies suck fucking ass, but they're filmed in Toronto, so I support them.
Yeah.
It brings Toronto money. But Resident Evil 4 was the one that really changed the franchise. I mean, Resident Evil 1, 2, 3, Nemesis, enjoyed them all.
Oh, yeah.
Loved them. Resident Evil Code Veronica, I didn't have Dreamcast.
I never beat that fucking game.
I have it, I never beat it either.
Was it with you I was playing with?
Probably.
Is that the one where you have to fucking fight on the damn plane, like at the back of the airplane?
I don't remember. No, wait.
And then you have to push a giant block?
I don't remember.
I never get past that fucking point, because what ends up happening was you push a damn block, and then the guy looks at you, and it's like, what do I do now? Then he eats you.
I really don't remember.
Fucking bullshit.
Resident Evil Outbreak were good games. I said they were pre-Left 4 Dead because you play online with 4 people. Except you can't talk to each other because PS2 wasn't capable of that yet.
Not yet.
One step at a time.
But, except we're talking about the Wii.
Well, I'm talking about Resident Evil Outbreak.
That was Outbreak.
But Resident Evil 4 is a game that everyone knows and everyone thinks is better. And I agree.
It's a good
besides,
game.
Besides the fact that they took out the zombies, which is what the fucking game is all about.
Stupid
thing. I hate
thing.
The fact that they took out zombies. But besides that, what's going on? Okay. Let me just keep typing. I got distracted. Sorry, what was I saying? Yeah, so they took out zombies from the actual game, which kind of fucking sucks, because that's what the whole game is all about.
Yeah, like, fine, if you want to add, like, zombies along with, like, you know, people who are infected, fine, at least you have the mixture, you know, of, like... fuck it. That tea, sorry. Right. So, you know, you would go, like, into a mansion, and, you know, there's still zombies.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're out in the field, fine, add freaking Spanish people with crazy accents.
Yeah, yeah. It's I don't know, it's kind of bizarre. But, you know, it was a good game, but, I think that this game was the Metal Gear Solid of, its series. Basically.
Of zombies?
Of GameCube and Nintendo Wii.
Yeah.
Because it was fucking, like, on a Nintendo Wii, especially with the controls, it was just a lot better than the controls it was before.
You know what was bullshit? I bought it for the GameCube.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I didn't buy it. I rented it. Blockbuster.
Yeah. Oh, make it a Blockbuster, right?
Make it a Blockbuster. Dun, dun, dun. That's when it was actually pretty good for Blockbuster. Now it's like
$13 to rent a game.
$13 a game, or, you know, add $15 and you get to extend it for whenever you want.
You know what I have to say about that Blockbuster? Suck my...
Number 3.
Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater.
Did you make this number 3 because of...
No! It just happened to go that way.
Swear to God, number 2 better not be something with a 2.
It might be, because it is sequels. I forget what number 2 is. Anyways, this is a lot of controversy. People are saying that I chose this game over Metal Gear Solid 2 because of Raiden. No, you're wrong. I actually really enjoyed Metal Gear Solid 2. I didn't mind Raiden as a character.
I hated Raiden. In part 2.
If you read here, I said the North American audience said Raiden was too skinny and looked like a girl and was labeled as...
gay.
In quotations. I'm not saying this. I never thought that. I thought it was fucking stupid, the fact that they, out of nowhere, this new character comes out without telling me at the time.
I still think he looks pretty gay.
He looks
fit. Was that my quote?
Probably.
Well, do you remember the actual release or commercial? Not commercial, but the...
They had Snake?
The hype for when Raiden's character?
No.
Where Snake is sitting in the middle of the room. Oh, I forgot what ended up happening. Basically, there's like a chair in the middle of somewhere, and Snake's trying to run to it, but then something ends up happening, like he falls or I don't remember.
It's Raiden, the main character.
Yeah,
chair.
Yeah, and I was all like, ooh, who is that handsome girl? And then you find out it's Raiden.
But that was for part
Raiden.
Three, though,
is it Raiden?
Raiden.
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 Raiden's though.
Raiden's from
King of like electricity, the god of lightning.
Yeah, so was Zeus. but yeah, I thought Metal Gear Solid 3 was better than part 1. And part 4, because part 1 was a great game. I'm not saying anything. I love the Metal Gear
it's the
series
beginning.
Franchise. Metal Gear Solid 1 was a fucking fantastic game.
But there were so
game.
Many, like, problems. Graphic-wise, not glitches, but kind of, like, things you couldn't do.
Yeah. Metal Gear Solid 2 improved on that. You are right.
Yeah.
But Metal Gear Solid 3 improved on it. It was a game that you... Well, just speaking about Snake Eater, because you can play this one online, too, but I'm not mentioning that.
Well, I don't want to talk about the online, but...
But Metal Gear Solid 3, not only were you using stealth a lot more, because you could actually wear camouflage clothing.
Which was actually really cool that you could wear, like, What's the end? Is that the...
The end was a sniper.
Yeah, where you get to use his camouflage suit, and if you actually lay in the sun, you, you know, photosynthesis.
Yeah, yeah.
You get, like, health. Exactly. That's kind of cool. Like, the fact that the suit actually makes differences in, I don't know, whatever.
Anyways, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
And the fact that you could, like, you get hungry and tired, so you have to eat snakes, and you have to eat birds, and you have to eat your shoe. When you're hurt, you have to bandage yourself up. You see, like, a skeleton.
And you actually... carry those wounds till the end of the game.
Exactly.
Which was cool. Come to think of it, it wasn't a bad choice.
Thank you.
I'm like, I don't know, I liked part two, and it's like all the cool things you could do in part three.
And also, because it took place in the 60s, I believe, you didn't have any of this high-tech crap. Your radar would only last you so long until the battery died, which is fucking cool, which is what it should have been. Like, stealth. Exactly. If you have the radar there all the time, it's kind of boring.
Oh, yeah, because you know when they're coming.
Exactly. And like...
That was a gay joke.
Gaydar?
You know when they're coming.
Oh. That sucked.
It's Gay Pride Week. Come on.
Compared to Metal Gear Solid 4, though. Metal Gear Solid 4 was a fantastic game.
I've never played it. I want to watch it. It's basically a movie. I want to watch the movie. I don't care about the game.
I'm not disagreeing with that. But they took away the stealth element. Because you're like... They're trying to make it stealth.
That's not what Metal Gear Solid is.
Your suit automatically fucking blends in with everything. Where Metal Gear Solid 3, you had to choose what was the closest thing to the floor.
Well, not only that. Not only have to find the closest thing, it actually... Whatever you're wearing has to match, and it shows a certain percentage.
Exactly, the closest thing. So if you're lying in the grass, if you put on blue, you're not going to be fucking camouflaged.
Even if you put green, if the green is off by a bit, it's not going to be 100.
In Metal Gear Solid 4, you can lie anywhere, and your suit will turn into the same color.
You lay on a dead body. Are you the dead body?
Yeah, it actually does do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it actually absorbs into that.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But that's kind of weird.
Yeah, but so that's why. And Metal Gear Solid 3 also gave us a lot more backstory, and it actually improved on the story. Metal Gear Solid 2 just inserted Lally Lula and the fucking guy is, you're living through his arm? What are you, stupid? That's the fucking stupidest thing I've ever heard.
That was part two, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lali le la lo, and like the whole, just the whole arm thing just boggles my mind.
Yeah, I never understood the whole arm thing. This doesn't make sense.
And the story just got way too fucking confusing.
If somebody actually wants to write a comment and explain it, go ahead, because I really don't understand. How does someone's arm, is it like... I don't get it.
Like, Metal Gear Solid 1, the story was really good. Metal Gear Solid 2, to me, it was the same story. It was the same game.
Oh,
it was better. You're fighting Metal Gear with the Stinger, or you're fighting a helicopter with the Stinger missile. Happens
again.
But
you face the Metal Gear Ray this time.
Yeah.
No, sorry, you face... Yeah, the Ray.
Yeah,
Metal Gear Rex
when you play the game and you find out the whole thing was basically just a recreation of the first game of the Incidental Shadow
Bosses. Isn't that every single game where you face, like... It's basically the same thing. You face a boss in
the air, you face
a boss in the water, you face a boss...
But it was exactly... They even said it in the game that this was a recreation of Shadow Moses, of all the incidents that happened.
Oh, yeah.
So it didn't bring the story any further. It just brought a lot more questions. Where Metal Gear Solid 3, besides having one of the best endings I've ever seen...
But I like the cinematics in part 2.
Oh, I'm not saying the cinematics
are bad.
I mean, cinematic-wise,
compared to part 3, I think I felt more attached to part 2 than part 3.
I don't know. In part 3, the whole thing with Ocelot and Big Boss, remember when he does this?
Yeah, but...
And it's like... And you see
it's one of those things where you're like, oh, I know you in the future. Oh.
No, but the fact that he has respect for him and he does that and then Big Boss does it too, it's like, well, that's
what
I felt.
I just think part 2, like, you could feel for, like, Raiden and his girlfriend.
That annoyed the fuck out of me. I'm playing a war game, man.
I just don't like how Raiden sounded. It sounded like a big
bitch.
Pretty much.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I like the fact how you can use a sword.
I didn't like that.
Why not?
It's a stealth game, man.
Well, yeah, and he's supposed to be like a ninja.
Now he is. Because they're trying to make him like go into North American audience. Come on, please like him, especially in what is it called? Metal Gear Solid.
I hated his character though. Remember when he was around naked?
Yeah.
I saw he has no penis.
He does not have any penis.
I don't know if it was with you or a friend of mine. When you do a flip from the back,
that was me.
Was it you?
Yeah, we paused it.
When you pause it, he has no penis.
Yeah. Wow.
You know what's weird?
You see
though?
His gooch though.
You do. It's not that we're gay or pedophiles or retarded people. It's just we're children. We like laugh at
child.
We're child. We're children. We laugh at these stupid things. Like, can we see his ding dong? Tee. Can we like?
Why'd you say gay, pedophile, and retarded all in the same sentence? That's terrible, man.
Well, gay because why are we trying to look at some guy's penis? Pedophile, why are we looking up at an 8-year-old?
Why you looking up at an 8-year-old?
I think you were there too, and you were watching me be like, hey, Kevin, look what I can see.
I was wanking in the corner.
Okay? So it's like, you know, it's not that this is what excites us. It's just we're chilling.
Dude, it's fine. We don't have to give a discretion.
I can hear the cops at my door.
I don't care. But anyway, so Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater, whether you agree with me or not, I thought was a better one than
I think it was new.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
The boss fights are even memorable. The one with the end, with the sniper, that was a fucking magnificent boss fight.
You know what
fight.
I loved about it, though? If he saved the game and come a week later,
he's dead.
Yeah. Love it.
I love like the thing about the Metal Gear Solid, and I'm probably gonna do like a retrospective article on it. Not saying I am for sure, I might, because I love this. I just love all the little Easter eggs and stuff.
Yeah.
That at the beginning, if, when you're watching him, because this is where you press buttons during the cinematics
to zoom in. Yeah. And, like, see what they're saying.
If you see the end and you shoot him, he's dead. You don't have to face him later.
What do you mean?
When you see him, like...
Like the first time in the wheelchair?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you kill him, you don't fight him later, yeah.
Yeah, which is pretty fucking cool.
And if you actually go down there, his wheelchair is still there.
Yeah, exactly. Which is pretty fucking cool. But wow, we've been humping that one for way too long.
But you know what I actually love? The one thing that will put me on that... will put the game on that list for sure was the Easter egg videos. Where you unlock the videos of like
Metal Gear Raiden,
Metal Gear Raiden,
Snake Eraser, and he goes back in time. And
I loved all those; are hilarious.
Those were pretty fun. That wasn't Snake Eraser. That was Subsistence, or whatever it's called.
No, the one where I did the same thing for Snake Eater though. Because part I remember was, you remember when he's supposed to? I don't know if he's supposed to defuse a bomb, whatever, and he ends up putting. The bomb C4.
Butterfly?
He puts the butterfly C4. Remember the... Yeah.
The gas?
It's like there's like 15 minutes left on the clock and he slams the butterfly claymore on the wall and then it goes right down to zero.
And he's like...
And he acknowledges he's dead. So it's like... That was priceless.
If you haven't seen it yet, I'm pretty sure you can find it on YouTube. Go to YouTube, type in Metal Gear Solid Snake Eraser and watch these fucking clips.
Same thing with the one... Yeah.
Or Metal Gear Solid Bloopers. It's funny.
Is it called Snake Eraser? The
Snake
one
Eraser
where...
is the writing.
Okay, but the other one was where, like, I don't know what the black guy's name is.
Silic. Oh, fuck. What's I can't remember. Stilskin?
Stilskin? I don't know. But the part I loved about it was where he was the main character.
And he had the...
And he shook the big boss. Not big boss, but he shook the other guys. He was named Big Boss. But the part I love is when everything is going, like, shit's hitting the fan and he's running out with the girl. How the guards are helping Snake.
how they're helping the wounded out.
Yeah, I love it. You know what? I think you should have probably moved that to number two.
What about because of that. What about when the president, the guy who wants to
shake Snake's
hand?
Yeah, he's like, you are now, we want, and he totally walks right by him.
And he's like, I'm about to fight him, and he's like, just shake my hands. If you haven't watched it, go to YouTube.
I
want to
watch this after this.
Yeah, go to YouTube, watch Metal Gear Solid Bloopers and Metal Gear Solid Snake Eraser. Snake Eraser.
Snake Eraser. Just put Snake Eraser.
Just look it up, it's funny. Speaking of funny...
Number two!
Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare. Not Modern Warfare 2, Modern Warfare.
You're still okay. But if you said Modern Warfare 2, I would slap you in the nuts.
Why? Because there's so many things wrong with it?
Well, no. Number 4, Resident Evil 4. Number 3,
Metal Gear
Solid 3. Number 2, Modern Warfare 2.
Now, here's the thing. Modern Warfare 1, besides the storyline being different, besides the multiplayer being even better, it had one thing that the other one didn't. The other ones didn't.
Bananas.
Modern Warfare. It was fucking high-tech stuff. You had night vision. Before it was all World War, it was a different World War game.
Yeah.
I was so sick of Medal of Honor. I was so sick of the Call of Duty series. Like, I played them all, but I was like, eh.
It's the same game.
It's all a big blur to me, right?
Pretty much.
But Modern Warfare really stands out because of what they did. They're like, let's make this modern times. And you know what? Good
you
fucking choice.
You get night
choice.
Vision, you get to today's top guns.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Market. Modern Warfare 2, yes, it's a good game, but... The storyline was just the same as part one. If anything, they try to mimic part one.
Pretty much.
You fucking crash in the plane like 4 or 5 times. Like, it's... part one, when the helicopter goes down and you look up and you see that mushroom cloud, that part was like, holy fuck.
That was cool.
And part two, they light you on fire. It's like, been there, done that. And the storyline, of course, who cares in part two? Who cares about the storyline Modern Warfare altogether? Because there's so many plot holes.
It's okay.
Even though multiplayer, because it is part of the series, part one, although the multiplayer wasn't as good as part two, at least the
fucking... It was still good.
At least the servers didn't crash every 4 seconds.
That's true.
And at least the fucking... like
shotguns.
Oh, shotguns.
Was there shotguns in part one?
There was, but there was no double shotguns. And also grenade launchers? Yeah, you'd unlock that after. Not as one of the main weapons.
Well, yeah, here you go.
Fucking
after your first 10 kills, here's a grenade launcher.
Fucking piss. Stupid ass idea. But yeah, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, for obvious reasons, is number 2.
I love it how we spent like 15 minutes on Metal Gear Solid 3 and like 15 seconds.
Well, because it's going on for way too fucking long.
How long are we going at?
This is like an hour now.
Right.
But yeah, Modern Warfare, obviously, for obvious reasons, it's a great game.
I'd switch with Metal Gear 3.
Really?
Just because of the cinematics. Just the bloopers. I don't know. I'm laughing now.
But that's extras, so, Speaking of extras.
Number one!
No one's been bitching about this. Thank fucking Christ. Grand Theft Auto 3. Now, do I have to say anything, really?
It's an amazing game, but I think I was more attached to Vice City. Only because I'm an 80s fan, even
but
though.
But, no, okay, here's the thing. Hold your fucking nuts down. Grand Theft Auto...
It's floating
Vice
away.
Vice City and San Andreas, fantastic games. Not saying it's not.
But they're not sequels. Well, not really. They're just more of a kind of like an expansion of
they're add-ons.
But
here's the thing. The whole point of the list was games that were better than the original.
Grand Theft Auto
1 and 2 were good games, but no one's ever fucking, like, barely anyone's ever played them.
Well, yeah.
I had them.
It was like over the top.
Yeah, 2D
vehicle. Frenzy. I can't find Frenzy.
I had Grand Theft Auto 1, and it came with the London one, which I hope they fucking remake in 3D. And I had Grand Theft Auto 2, where the gang scene happened.
Yeah.
But no one's really, like, surprisingly, it's a game where you can put your, like, I remember when you go open up the PlayStation Drive and put in your own music, and the game will read your own music.
That,
and play
was,
it on
that
the radio.
Was cool.
Yeah.
You do that now, and your game shuts off.
But you could upload music, so you could do whatever you want, right? Anyways, Grand Theft Auto 1 and 2 were good games, but no one's really talked about it, spoke about it, until Grand Theft Auto 3 came out.
Well, yeah.
Here's a game where you could do whatever the fuck you want. Because of this game, open world is open world because of this game, free roaming. There were no games before this that
was
free roaming.
Yeah.
This game, you could do whatever the fuck you want.
There was still boundaries, but it was, like, the boundaries are ridiculous. It was an extremely huge map.
Yeah.
It was like...
You could go as high as you want, you could go as low as you want, like...
Actually, you weren't able to go in the water. If you go in the water, you'd die.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I think it was in, like, part 3. Even in part 3, I think you'd die. Huh. They started adding the swimming, I think, in, was it Gangsta 1, San Andreas?
San Andreas?
I think so, because then you can actually swim.
Oh, because you can also exercise.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously, for, like, Grand Theft Auto 3, the whole 3D aspect of it is what basically did it. The game was fun. You could tell Rockstar worked their fucking ass up on this game. It was controversial, unlike the other Grand Theft Auto, which surprisingly isn't. Even
that was the first time, my first time with the hooker.
Exactly. That was my third time.
Video game wise, right?
Anyways, I mean, this is the reason, like, every game now, Crackdown, Saboteur, Prototype, Infamous, Simpsons Hit and Run, even Saints Row, they're all just copying this game.
Well, I'm not gonna say this game, they're copying the idea.
The engine.
The fact that you could
because
do
this
anything
game existed.
Before it used to be all
Vice
straight
City
line.
Is a great game. I fucking love Vice City. San Andreas, I didn't really like, but there was obviously the Hot Coffee.
Flock of Seagulls, come on!
That was Vice City.
I know.
Yeah. Grand Theft Auto 4 was a good game, but I felt they tried to get too realistic with it.
Yeah.
It's either you become realistic or you become silly, like Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Either you're trying to become realistic or silly, because if you're trying to be realistic, how is this guy's knife killing me and me shooting him in the face with a shotgun?
Isn't
yes. Yeah. Like, it's either one or the other. Grand Theft Auto 3 was on a borderline, Vice City was more wacky, and San Andreas is more serious.
Part 4 was actually good. The thing I liked about it was the realistic part when you're drunk. To control your character, it feels like you're actually drunk.
Speaking of
funny.
Drunk, you had a beer today, and you're
I had a beer, and I was plastered.
One beer, man.
I don't drink at all. That's the benefit of being me.
I must look like the fucking devil next to you, man. I smoke, I drink, I masturbate 20 times a day to pictures of Selfie when she was 8.
you did this back then, right?
Grand Theft Auto 3 was a fantastic game. Anyways, whatever. Part number one was Grand Theft Auto 3 for obvious reasons. It was just fun. It was the first of its kind. It was way better than the original because no one even heard of it. That's why a lot of people were like...
I only played at your house for the first time. Well, it's like, what the hell is this
game?
I remember
when GTA 3 first came out and people were like, where the hell is part one and two? It's like, well, I have it.
Well, yeah.
Like, even Brown Bear, he only knew of part two after GTA 3. It wasn't even made by Rockstar. It was whatever their name was before.
Banana Boat.
Yes. But Grand Theft Auto 3, for obvious reasons, I'm going to cut this short because I forget what I'm talking about. I really have to fucking piss. That's what happens when you drink a lot of green tea. I'm going to wank all over your face. Up next is nothing really video game related. Well, I mean, upcoming articles. But I want to talk about the little riot that happened in Toronto. It was fucked up.
I got nothing else to add to that. I was at home playing games. Enchanted Arms.
Actually. Keep talking. I'm going to stop you halfway through. Hey, nerds. Max here.
And Roos here.
And we need your help! Help promote us to all your friends.
Subscribe and rate our podcast.
Follow us on Twitter.
Visit our YouTube channel.
We need more support.
Please.
Yes, we do need more support, don't we?
Where the hell's our support?
Now, like I said, we had 2,000 views in that one day.
Is that really support?
Yeah. that's free.
Yeah, that's pretty good support.
Hey, man, any comments is better than nothing. Like I said, man, the worst thing to do is write a fucking article and you go back, it's like zero comments. I mean, I know you people are viewing, just write fucking LOL or something.
I know you're listening.
Oh, it's so... It hurts my penis. Speaking of hurting my penis,
police.
Well, before we get... Yeah, okay.
They hurt your penis.
All right. So, if you were following me on Twitter, which you probably weren't, which I think you should.
Stalkers.
Twitter.com/ThePairNerds. There was a fucking insane, it wasn't really insane, but there was a...
The biggest riot Toronto's ever had.
Yeah. G20 was here. I've mentioned this in a couple podcasts in the past.
I met Obama, actually.
You met Obama?
No. Oh. Just on TV.
Oh. Well, that's not really meaning. In that case, you know how many times I've had sex already?
Oh.
Not with Obama. Although...
I don't care.
Wow, this is one really gay podcast.
And now Pride I'm Week away. This weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's Pride Week this week.
It's also Canada Day. On a Thursday. Fucking Thursday's a holiday. I don't work. It doesn't matter.
I'm calling in sick on Friday.
Attaboy. Say that on the podcast.
I'm calling in sick on Friday.
I was being sarcastic because people listen to this.
Oh.
Awkward.
I don't feel so good.
Anyways.
For Friday.
Yeah, so there was a huge thing on... Because, the world leaders were here in Toronto. And people
the
protesting.
20 world leaders.
That's right. Does the G stand for great? Great 20?
I thought summit's the top, right?
Yes.
20 top people?
Probably.
Grade 20 top?
We should research. We're not into politics, that's why we're into video games.
The hell's a politics?
Anyways. So, yeah, it's been a crazy weekend. People start protesting, which is cool.
I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I'm into protests.
That's why I
100%
home.
Support protests. We have to, I'm going to sound really political. It's going to be really
boring.
Come on,
you can't support all protests.
I support, except for the ones that say, 9/11 is a sham or was an inside job. Fuck off, guys. You guys are fucking insane.
But why were you there?
Because I really do believe that it was an inside job. some of the protests, I support the right to protest.
I support the right to protest as well.
Yes.
Do I support what they're protesting?
That's different. Like, I support Women's Right. I support the love of coat hangers. Well, that's abortion.
I love coat hangers.
Cause, yeah,
is that where they would abortion?
Yeah, because they used to use the coat hangers to abort babies.
Oh, my.
It's pretty fucking disgusting.
I have my pants hanging on a coat hanger.
My God. I don't want to get really political here.
I bought it used.
I do with video games. We'll get back on topic. I just want to kind of express what was happening on my Twitter. Since the leaders were here, there was a protest, and fucking Toronto police went fucking apeshit with power.
Before wouldn't this, you?
Well, here's the
I'm
thing.
I'm not gonna lie. If I had a
here's
baton,
the thing. They used $1 billion to fucking security on the city, right?
1.1. Get that right.
Okay, $1.1 billion.
Maybe more. Right
on the city, right?
On the city.
Security.
Yeah.
And
you know how many swimming pools you could build in Toronto?
Okay, but I went on a streetcar and there were nothing but cops on there. And I wrote this on Twitter.
Did they have to pay for this the fare?
I probably not.
What assholes?
I did. And I'm like, I went on the streetcar and there's like five cops.
I would just say I'm with him.
I went on the streetcar and there's like five cops in riot gear in there. And, yeah. I sat in front of them and I'm like, do I pull out my DS and play Grand Theft Auto or what?
Should have made a comment like, where's your car? Oh, wait, it's on fire.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, so they spent $1.1 billion on security, which is fine. Like, okay.
No, it's not fine.
No, it's stupid.
But it's like, whatever.
It's stupid, because that money could have fucking...
Gone to me.
Gone to fucking people in healthcare, and gone to fucking daycare, and women who need their child to be taken care of. I don't want to get
like me.
Anyways, so they spend that much money on security. Okay, fine.
Why Toronto? Do you know why Toronto?
Because he's an idiot. They thought they'd get more tourists this way. Wrong! Anyways,
I heard something about the hotels where we only had the nicest hotels.
No, they're stupid.
I just made that up, boy.
They had the security and all that, right?
Yeah.
And then the Black Bloc Party, the tactic, whatever, came around the city and fucked everything up. They started breaking shit.
They saw an opportunity.
They broke fucking Starbucks windows and Tim Hortons windows and fucking bank windows, which took a long time to break those windows.
Well, yeah.
And then they lit four cop cars on fire. Four cop cars were all lit on fire.
You know how much cop cars cost?
But now, I was downtown during the protest, because I just wanted to see what the fuck was going on. I took pictures, too.
I didn't have the balls.
I went down there to check it out, because I was like, oh, this is cool. You have one idiot jumping off a sign. And actually, I found out later, he's one of the idiots who lit a cop car on fire.
How do you light a cop car on fire?
They actually lit a ball, a paper ball.
Okay, because I'm like,
just
do you,
in there.
Get your lighter and sit under it and wait until
people, when I was there, people were already breaking that cop car that went on fire. They're already on top of it, smashing the windshield and shit. It was pretty fucked up watching
this. I feel bad for the officer who
there was a guy in there. There's a cop in there.
While it was on fire?
Yeah, no.
Manslaughter.
But people were, breaking these cars, and I was there when they were breaking it. And then I was like, fuck this, I'm going home before they toss tear gas, right?
Yeah.
So I went home, and they started lighting the cars on fire. And I could see it from the window. I took a picture of it, too. That you could see the smoke rising from these fucking four cop cars. Nobody was fucking arrested for that. Not a single person was arrested.
Not a crime. Come on.
Yeah. Vandalizing fucking breaking city property and lighting cop cars on fire. Four cop cars were lit on fire. Not a single thing was done. Then on Sunday, there was a protest. If you're in Toronto, Queens, Spadina, people were there. And they started arresting people. Innocent people.
Come on.
And you were in support of that.
I wasn't in support of... I don't mind... let me get my words here because I'm going to get beaten up at work or something. I don't think the arresting was necessary.
No.
I think asking the people to move was necessary. Because, like they were announcing on TV that there was, you know, a huge, like, traffic jam of streetcars and buses because the street was blocked. I feel bad for those people on the streetcars because they shouldn't have to wait 50 minutes just to get by a freaking intersection.
I disagree because you knew the protests were going to happen.
Okay.
Why would you go in the streetcar?
Help! My mother is dying.
Oh, come on.
Go home.
You're using that as like a last resort? Nah, see, that's the thing.
But that's not the point. Well, anyways, but it's like asking them to move, and I can understand getting them to move, but how they got them to move, I don't support.
They blocked people in.
Like, that's going to help.
The cops blocked people in.
We want you to leave, but not be
on us. Well, that's
the
thing. A lot of people are like, we want to leave. They're like, yeah, you can't. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
That's what I heard. I heard a lot of people want to leave, but what I don't get is why were they not allowed to leave?
Well, that's the thing. If you're stopping them, then you're
being a dick. Was it one of those things where someone threw a rock at a cop and they're trying to find who it is?
That did happen too. I was there when that happened. I was downtown.
You threw the rock, didn't you?
No, no. I was downtown and the horses, like the cops were on top of horses and they were going north. Yeah. And I was like, oh, fuck, they're going right beside here. And then a fucking asshole throws a rock at a cop. And the guy's like, why'd you do that? The guy's like, because I hate cops. It's like, listen, now here's my thing. A lot of these people are taking this, like, you know how people who grew up in Toronto are like, yo, Holmes, I grew up on the fucking streets of Toronto.
Yo, man, the popo's coming.
Yeah, like, you're not fucking Tupac. This isn't L.A. We're not trying to do the riot. You guys
actually,
are.
Actually, I don't know if Tupac was like that.
Well, Tupac, whatever. I'm
maybe Ziggy? I don't know.
Anyways, the fact that people were like, you know, fuck the police. Are you insane? The Toronto police, a lot of them are very fucking nice, dude.
No, compared to like, half of them keep you from getting shot at night.
Yeah, compared to the fucking states. Sorry, states. Your police fucking thing is retarded.
They're the ones that shoot you.
Yes, compared to the states, the cops there are fucked up. Yes, I'm saying this as a Canadian, but the cops here aren't that bad. And when
people
are saying
people.
Fuck the police and fuck the... What are you guys doing? Why are you guys saying that? Because of what you hear on music or you see on the news?
Pretty much.
That has nothing to do with Toronto.
But there are some cops that are...
Obviously, there's always
going to
be
power hungry.
Which were the videos we saw. By the way, if you want to see some fucking outrageous videos, go to realnews.com. Check out that website, which is what we did.
Oh, yeah.
We saw the video of the
guys,
cops being fucking douchebags towards the journalists and all that.
All he wanted was his fucking mic.
Yeah, it was so stupid. Like, shit like that isn't cool. I support the right to protest. I support the right to respect cops. But I don't respect everyone being assholes to each other.
No one needs to be an asshole.
No, just be nice to each other.
Because we're dicks.
Exactly.
Cops are
assholes. So you don't have to be assholes.
Wait, we're not the assholes.
No, oh, wait.
You know what I'm getting? Team America?
All right, we're the
cops
assholes.
Cops are pussies.
And they're pussies.
Sometimes we fuck around with pussies. But assholes shit all over.
Yeah, we're butchering it. Yeah. I don't know. It was just basically fucking stupid. When I was down there, I put a Twitter saying that if anyone just played video games, none of this would happen. If everyone was at home playing video games,
we'd all be 600 pounds and ugly.
And yes, not saying that Apple cares.
Nothing wrong with that. You're going to be lonely for the rest of your life.
Yes, your left and right hand best friends.
But they're too busy playing games.
But being down there during, like, I mean, I've seen riots and shit on the news, but being there when it actually happened is pretty fucking scary, man.
You did bring your Depends adult diapers.
Dude, I shit my pants like crazy.
You forgot to bring it?
Being close to those fucking stormtrooper cops in riot gear, which, I mean, you being in riot gear to begin with is already going, there's
going
to be a
riot. It's
like
getting next to an elephant, you know?
No, but I mean, like, the fact that you're dressed up as riot gear, like, with guns and fucking all these shields, you're saying there's going to be a riot. You're, like, what's the word I'm looking for?
You're
initiating it.
No. You're, what is the word we're looking for?
Provoking.
No, you're not provoking. People in a riot is not really provoking. They're being basically prepared because they know it's going to happen.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I have a feeling the cops weren't in riot gear. Maybe. I don't know.
They'd be hit hard.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know.
Would you want to punch a guy wearing a riot gear? No, because your punch won't do anything. Would you want to punch a guy not wearing riot gear?
The whole thing was fucked up. And whoever's in that black block tactic group or whatever.
I challenge you to a fight.
You guys are fucking stupid. I mean, first off, you destroyed the city you fucking live in. Actually, a lot of these people apparently
I'm pretty sure
the
bank you broke was a bank you go to. And the
exactly,
Starbucks right next to
idiots.
It. Don't expect a latte anytime soon.
I get it. You're making a statement by...
What statement?
I don't know. Commercials. I don't know. people are idiots. And you're covering your face, you fucking pussies. It really hurt me watching that downtown. Like, lighting cop cars on fire and breaking windows and shit. Really, really hurt me. Because I'm like, that's a fucking coffee shop I go to, man.
Because you know what's going to happen? Next time you're being raped in an alley and a cop walks by, he's just going to keep walking.
I'm not saying that all cops are good. A lot of cops are douchebags. I get that. When I was a skater, fucking cops used to be on my ass all the time.
You were skating on the Statue of Liberty.
I was trespassing. But regardless, it was a good place to skate.
But there's a manner to deal with the situation. Can you please leave? Compared to, yo, punk, what are you doing with this board?
Yeah, it was really fucked up. The whole situation this weekend was fucked up. And it was really sad to see that happening in my city.
After Sunday, I'm like, oh, I'm glad it's over. But it's still going on.
Yeah, there was another protest against the cops, which I agree with. Which I completely agree with, because the way cops were... Like, it wasn't like as... Like, I didn't think the police brutality was that bad until I saw videos online.
It's not horrible. It's just like... It's like unnecessary. It's not like the point where there's like six cops stomping on a guy. It probably actually happened.
Yeah,
there's no video of it. Yeah.
But from what I saw, it's like, guys, you're just taking
advantage.
From
us Toronto people, come on.
Yeah.
It's not what we're used to.
And like the fact that they went to Queen's Park, which is like the protester place, and they started beating people up there. It's like, that's where they fucking protest, you idiots. Oh, I don't know. The whole thing was
breathe.
A mess. I know. I don't want to get really too political with this whole thing. I just want to kind of fill everybody in from what was going on this weekend. It felt like Grand Theft Auto. Boom! Back into video games.
Yeah.
It felt like a 5-star rating downtown. I was surprised the military didn't come in. Whatever. Regardless, it was a fucked up weekend. We had earthquakes too last week.
Oh, yeah. Did you feel the earthquake? But not only that, because of the G20, I got 2 days off work. But it wasn't paid for, so I could have just...
I had a week off work because I couldn't go downtown because I had to show ID.
But the earthquake.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Everybody felt it but me.
I didn't feel it either, dude. A lot of people were saying that they felt earthquake.
A lot of people felt it, especially those on a higher level.
I was up here the whole time.
I don't know how you didn't feel it, but it would make sense.
I was a little lot more
at work. They were having a business meeting, and the whole meeting got canceled because everyone's like, get under the desk! And I'm like on the first floor packing boxes, like... That was everyone crying about.
Yeah.
I wanted to feel it. I did.
I did too. I felt like
I wanted to feel my first earthquake.
I felt like I wasn't invited to a party.
Yeah. But you do know there's probably thousands of earthquakes that go on that we just.
Because people were like, wow, where were you during the earthquake? It's like, dude, well, it wasn't even that much of an earthquake, mind you. It was like a little.
It was like a 5.0.
I felt like. Not here.
Yeah, here.
No!
That's what I heard.
No! That's huge, man. That means fucking buildings would be collapsing and shit.
So where was the 5.0?
I don't know. Wherever, somewhere in the States. They always get it bad.
They get it pretty bad.
Although, I didn't experience the earthquake.
No wonder their cops are always in the bad.
Although, I didn't experience an earthquake, I did experience a riot. So.
Yeah, I didn't experience any.
I did. It was fucked up.
Bullshit.
I mean, I wasn't down there during a riot, but I was during the protests I was there. But, what was something? Oh, yeah, we also had the fucking tornadoes and thunderstorms.
What's up with that?
It was a fucking... I thought I saw...
2012, here we come.
I thought I saw four horsemen fucking coming my way, man. It was insane. Actually, yeah, 2012 is coming up in 2 years.
Is that a coincidence?
Or conspiracy.
Dun, dun, dun. Bush is up to it.
Speaking of Bush. So that's basically what happened this weekend. Just want to fill everybody in. I know it's getting really political and really boring. Someone stop talking about it.
They probably stopped listening 15 minutes ago.
They probably stopped listening to an hour 15 minutes ago. So there are some things that are coming up on the site this week. And probably not this week. Gareth Evans, one of our contributors, just put up a Doctor Who review. Great review. I mean, I never got into the show Doctor Who. I've heard a lot about it. I read the article and it seems like a very interesting show. I think you should check it out on Paranerds.com. Although it's a review about basically the you know, about Doctor Who, a TV series. It's not a movie, it's not a game. But I fully support it because it's nerdy. So,
yeah.
Anything nerdy, fucking go up there, man.
Gareth actually took his time to write it.
I think he did a fantastic job on it. His grammar and spelling is a lot better than mine, because mine's all over the place.
You speak English?
I do not. So check that out on Paranerds.com. If you want to know what the show Doctor Who's about, check it out. It's written there by Gareth Evans.
Leave comments. They make us feel so good.
They make me touch myself at night, and I know you want me to touch myself at night.
All right, I'm going to leave a comment.
All right, sweet.
I'm actually going to leave a comment.
Also, speaking of comments, Sonic the Hedgehog Part 2 I put up on What Happened to... That's from The Edge. Basically, the article of Sonic the Hedgehog Part 2. This was to be a two-parter, but I had a lot of things to say.
Look at it.
Don't worry, we're going to talk about the whole thing once I finish. Part 3 is going to be coming up, which will be touching on Sonic Unleashed. Sonic and the Black Knight.
Is it the Black Knight? Yeah, it is the Black Knight.
Not Dark Knight, that's Batman. And it's also going to be talking about Sonic and...
Batman.
And Secret Rings and, you know...
Why is there a plus sign on my hand?
Because you're putting your hand on my speaker amp. Anyway, so look out for that coming up on ParaNerds.com. Also, I'm writing another top 10 article for GamingForte.com, which I haven't mentioned them about. I'm not going to say what the top 10 list is.
You're going to tell me after?
I will tell you after.
Awesome.
I just don't want to say it and I go back online. Because I haven't seen this list done before. And it's really fucking hard to do because it's really hard to do. But there is going to be a top 10 coming on GamingForte.
Top 10 Rooster Moments.
Yes. No, I'm still working.
Can we do one of those?
Yes.
Like 40 years from now?
Yes.
Awesome.
I'm still working on the top 10 for GamingForte.com, but it will be going up soon because it's really fucking hard to write about. But I'm not going to say it because if I do say it and I go on, because I haven't seen this before, if I do go on later on and I see it's up there on Google, it's like, oh, you bastard, you got it from me. So I'm not going to say it. I'll say it when it's up.
All right. You want to be the first.
I want to be the first, just like those bastards in comments who write first. But yeah, look up for these things coming up, and that's basically it, I guess.
Pretty much it. Let's wrap this up and eat some food.
Let's fucking eat and pee and have sex with each other. But hey, make sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. iTunes is pretty much fucked up right now because I'm still, trying to... Yeah, it's still fucked up. It's updating the new podcast but getting rid of the old.
Is that how it works?
It's supposed to be all the episodes. For some reason, it's gonna have this one on iTunes, but then number 8's gonna be gone. I'm trying to fix it still, but you can still listen to those. If you can listen to our old podcast still, it's still on iTunes, I believe. Regardless, subscribe, comment, download, listen, follow us on Twitter, theparanerds, or twitter.com/theparanerds. Email us at theparanerds@gmail.com. We do have our own email services. I don't like it, so I'm gonna stick with Gmail. And follow us, tell your friends, and support us. But hey, I'm Kevin from ParaNerds.com.
And I'm just Plain Rooster.
Just good old-fashioned Plain Rooster saying, hope you guys enjoyed this top 10, and thank you for the comments, you fuckers. Bye-bye!
Bye!
Bye!
Banana boat.